It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoe shack.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Allergy Shoeshine, episode number one.
Yeah.
So Sam's going to come on and sniffle the entire time. And it was a shitty out. Dude, I was walking around today. I have
minding your own business.
What's that?
Minding your own business.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you know, you're familiar. I have to explain to Sam. There's this thing called like work. You have to go to it.
Oh my God.
Some people go to it and I move my car. It's kind of, it's good exercise, actually. The only free parking is quite a ways away. Maybe, I don't know, half a mile or something. So I'll park half a mile away, walk that, and then I'll kind of move my car toward toward work. But anyway, so it's good exercise. But today, speaking of your death allergies that you're having, I don't have allergies as bad as you do, but I was walking and the winds and the fucking just, because everything's dry here still, even though it rained, I don't know. It rained a lot for California. There was so much crap blowing around. I kept getting little things in my eyes, dude. And so I'm just trying to walk, around. Got some stuff in my eyes, was rubbing out. And then something really bad flew in my eye. And I had, dude, it was so funny because I was just walking and I had a reaction of like, I can't explain. It's like if you reacted as though someone was trying to punch you or something. Cause you know, something hits you in the eyeball. You're like, like I jumped around. Like it was so startling. Cause it's something hitting my fucking eyeball. And then I was like, I wonder if anyone saw me just all of a sudden spaz out. And it was driving me nuts. I'm still feeling it now. So that's, I'm covering for all your sniffling. Are you done?
Yeah. It's weird. No. When you get, when you get something in your eye, it's the most painful thing. That actually makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint more than like...
Yeah, it's one of the few things that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does.
Most, like nothing else does.
See. Yeah. I still don't understand why it hurts your butt to like poop it, like some hot peppers or something. Well, I guess that's different. But or like when you have to go to the bathroom and we've done this before, but it's just like the most painful... Who cares when you take a dump? I don't get it. Like why would nature care?
You don't like hold it forever and explode with... poop, I guess, probably.
Yeah, but is it really that imminent? Like, I don't know. Aren't your intestines like 20 miles long? You could hold like
a
lifetime
say
of shit.
It goes, you could wrap your intestines like around the world. I want to put my intestines where my mouth is and actually store.
Yeah, if you have like a 10-inch turd that's there, then your butt wants to die. Makes no sense. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know what I was going with that, but
yeah, my
I was gonna
my
say,
butt doesn't hurt. So it's so much when I eat peppers through my butt, but when I shit them out, that's when it really hurts.
I was gonna say our ratings are so much better when I don't do the show. So why am I doing the show? What are we? What? I was wondering, you know, when you listen to like a real show, or if you ever had like Jim Rome or whatever, something like that. Whenever there's like a guest host, it's fucking terrible. Like you can't listen to it. And I wonder if like, does that happen with us? Like, because when I'm not here, the ratings are way better.
This show is already.
Oh yeah. I'm the guest. Okay. Yeah. I just wonder if anyone's listening, that's like, oh, awesome. We have the real thing now. Now I'm going to listen. And then the downloads will be like half of what they were last week.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I sure as shit don't listen to it when we're not on it. I don't know.
I never listened to it. I didn't listen to the last one, actually. I usually do, but I didn't have a chance yet. But I was wanting to. I heard it was good.
Yeah, no, it's good. I always, well, the thing is I reach out to celebrity hosts, to guest hosts, so naturally. I mean, it's hard to find celebrities bigger than us, but, so, you know, when you're gone, I try to find even bigger celebrities to have hosts.
Yeah.
So I hear tell that you should have a lot of stories since you...
Just one.
Well, yeah, but no stories on your whole trip you just took?
Oh, No, not really.
Wow, okay.
Nothing new. I mean, it's just, whatever. Yeah. Driving and... we could just replay the story about assholes driving down I-5. Okay. I've already done that. No.
Wow.
Not really.
Everything went fine. All right, okay.
Yeah, we just went to Disneyland and, I mean, both my kids got strep throat the day before we were trying to leave and they were both dying. Almost had to cancel the trip. But actually, it worked out because then we didn't end up leaving for a day. We were supposed to leave on Saturday, but we didn't. And then I got to watch UFC. I don't know. There's something I got to watch that night that was good.
Well, that's what's important.
Yeah.
It's a good thing your kids got deathly ill. So that
yeah, it worked out good for me.
Yeah.
There is one thing. I think I already told you this, but we had, a strep throat, you can just get antibiotics and then, because it's a bacteria or whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess it's not a virus. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But they both had like 102 degree fevers. They're like dying. And then we got them penicillin and it just instantly cures them. Like within 24 hours, they're fine. It's amazing.
Yeah, but it's a wonder drug.
Yeah, I was in I went to the Walgreens. I don't know if everyone has Walgreens, but it's just like a pharmacy. And they have a drive-through window for the Walgreens, seriously. And I didn't do that because...
Wait, you didn't? I used to do that all the time. You don't do drive-through pharmacy?
Nah. Well, I had to get a bunch of like Gatorade and all the whatever.
Yeah, you didn't do the drive-through Gatorade window they have too?
No, I didn't see that.
Wow.
So anyway, I went to the pharmacy and I was like, get the prescriptions. And they do this thing where like you have to talk to the pharmacist about whatever it is no reason. Yeah. It's like I was getting like, I know what penicillin is. And then there's directions on what to give give them a dose of it is.
So Jonas Salk goes all the way back to the beginning. He's like, let me explain penicillin to you.
Yeah. So there's no reason to have to talk to the guy. I already know it, but I don't know if it's like a legal thing or something. But so I had to wait for the one pharmacist to talk to me. And I was watching him over by the drive-through window, and he had, I'm not even joking, it was like a 5-minute conversation with somebody about different flavors of medication. It was like, because there's a speaker, so you could hear the person outside, and they were like, what's the raspberry like? What's the blueberry? What's the whatever? And the guy was like, I could hear the pharmacist, or I could tell what the pharmacist was
really thinking.
This
person is asking a pharmacist, what's the raspberry like?
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Wow.
Only a fucking human. I think it must have been like antibiotic or something because I'm trying to think what other medications you get.
What is the conceivable answer to that question? Like what is the best case answer? Well, that's actually poison. I'm glad you asked what the raspberry's like. It's actually poison. Since you asked, we'll give you the blueberry or whatever. What is the best case scenario? Well, it tastes like raspberry is the thing.
Yeah. Well, it tastes like medicine mixed with raspberry, so whatever. Yeah. Look, do you want to die or do you want to just take whatever the fuck this is that cures you?
There's not even a stupid answer that makes any sense. Like there's no even for a dumb person, I mean. Like there is no answer that could justify that question. There's nothing.
It wasn't even just that though. It went on for a long time because I think they were talking about ordering special flavors or like maybe they wouldn't get it filled at this pharmacy because they didn't have those flavors. And I was just laughing about like I said, I assume, let's say it was penicillin just for the hell of it. Like 100 years ago, people would fucking die from shit just because or whatever I don't know how long that's been around. Maybe more. Has it been 100 years? Maybe.
I would get, it could be like 150. Here, I'll look it up. I don't know.
Well, anyway, at some point not that long ago in our history, you would get like a scratch on your leg and you'd die.
Like, oh, never mind. Sorry. No, it's only like 90 years old.
In the 20s? Yeah. 30s?
Yeah. Anyway. 1928.
Okay. Not even 100 years ago. And that's not that long ago in human history. Humans have been around for at least 1,000 years.
Yeah.
According to the Bible.
Could be more.
So, yeah, like you could just get a scratch and die, and then this guy comes up with penicillin and just cures all the stuff that you could just die from instantly. And only fucking humans would care what the fucking flavor is. Jesus. So dumb. I've never in my life thought about, like, if I needed medication for something, I'd just take it, whatever it is. I never thought about the taste. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you have to choose between flavors, I'll do it. But you don't need to ask anybody about that. You just take...
So weird.
It's just whatever it is, you need to do it. That's just how it goes. I mean...
The other thought I had about it was like, you know how we are, obviously, about everything. And I think people like... This is what's really interesting to me that I don't know the answer to. A person like that who goes to the drive-thru and asks all the different flavors, are they miserable people? Like, are they...
Mm.
You know, because like if I got medication, I would take the medication, whatever it is. Wouldn't really care about the flavor. So you think, well, that's a person who just, you know, whatever, just do what you need to do and it's fine, take the medication. But that's not how I am. Like I'd be pretty miserable and complaining and hating everything all the time. Yeah. So a person like that, are they even worse than me? Like are they just miserable about everything all the time?
My default
is that like a normal person.
Yeah, my default assumption is that everyone else is not miserable at all. But I know that's not true, especially of our listeners. Our listeners are a bunch of miserable pieces of shit like us. So I don't know, but yeah, I also don't think we or our listeners would do that. So yeah, is that someone who has so much self-esteem? They're like, what am I going to put into my body? Am I going to put the raspberry flavored into my body, or am I going to?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's weird the different personalities that people have that do things like that. Because there could be a person that does that, and then you saw them later, and they're just totally normal person. Like, everything that they do is not annoying, but that for some reason they don't find it weird, or they're not self-conscious about being annoying in that way. Or whatever.
Oh, dude, I got a good one for you. Okay, on that, along those lines, did you have more to that story?
No.
At the Sharks game we went to. So, wait, shit. Did we go to another one that wasn't with the Waz? Or was it just that one? I already forget.
I only go to games with Waz.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Okay, so I'm talking to you. You only go to the games. Okay, yeah. So you were there. So it was a game with the Waz. Oh, remember how... Okay, so there was like a husband, wife, and a kid sitting to our left. Remember that? And the railing was in our way. Mainly in your way. And so here's what happened. We were sitting in this row and there was literally no one in the entire row up till when, like 1 second before the game. And then like the entire row filled up like immediately, it was just our row though. Like the entire place was empty except our row.
Yeah.
No, but these people, this husband, okay. So it was this wife, this woman with a kid. And the thing about the games for hockey, I don't know what it's like if it's this for every sport, but you have found the rule is if your kid is what, less than 2 years, then your kid gets to just sit on you for free.
Less than three.
Less than three. So here's what happened. We were looking because there was this fucking bar in our face, mainly you. We were looking to move to our left if we could. Even one seat would have made quite a big difference because there's
mainly mean only.
Yeah, I could see the game completely fine. Sam had no view of the game from where
at one point I sat down and there was a bar in front of me, and then at a certain point I walked around and the bar was with me. Like it was just me and a bar everywhere I went.
Yeah,
the bar, I don't know how that happened.
It was just the face mask you were wearing that
was part of my seat.
Yeah,
but then when I got out of my seat, the seat and the bar were with me during like it was hard to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it was like that episode of Family Guy when Peter Griffin has the fake TV frame on him or whatever.
Yeah. I woke several hours later.
So, yeah. No, it's not that one. But
oh, it isn't?
No, that's when he's narrating his life. This is the one where
I thought
like,
that was the TV thing because he was narrating like everything he's seeing like he's in a show or whatever.
No, it's a different one. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the I don't even know if you know what I'm the point of the story. I don't think you have any idea.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
So there's a woman and a kid who I can't tell the age of kids. I have no fucking idea. I don't know. But the kid is in her lap. So, and she was two seats over from us. And I couldn't tell who, because at this point it was just her. I wasn't sure if was her husband to the left of her, or was he not there yet? So I was thinking we could scoot over, maybe one seat, you know, maybe two if we're lucky. Like, we'll get to scoot, but at least one, I figured. So I asked her, like, is anyone sitting in this seat, you know, right to the left of me? Just to the left of me, I should say. And she said, oh, yeah, I think my husband is. Now, when she said, I think.
Weird.
So you didn't hear this at all?
I didn't hear that.
No. Oh, so when she said, I think, my immediate thought was, oh, that's got to be bullshit. I mean, how do you not know what tickets you have? Here's what I thought. I thought she didn't have a ticket for the kid, but she wanted to keep an extra seat as a buffer to, like, be able to put the kid down, you know? And, like, yeah, have the kid sit. So that was my first thought, because I don't trust anyone, especially when she says, I think my husband's there, as though you wouldn't just know what fucking tickets you have. So yeah, that was my thought. I was a little annoyed, but whatever. Sam can't see the fucking game. We paid $1 million for these tickets. Didn't watch any of the game.
Still know what happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one's told him what happened.
Hope they won.
Yeah. And so then the husband comes, and he sits in the seat right next to me. And and the kid is still on the woman's lap. So there is an empty seat between them. And I just was curious. I just wanted to know, like, okay, is this a fucking scheme of their, you know, getting an extra seat here because Sam can't see the fucking game? And I just asked him, is anyone sitting in that seat between you? And what amazed me was that if this were me, if I were in that situation, and this is probably a really bad, like, character trait of mine, and I think you would be the same way, you and I would be like, this fucking guy thinks yeah, that there's nobody sitting in the seat. Like, what is he getting at? Is this fucking guy looking to get the free Burns towel that's on every seat? Like, he's hoping to claim the one between us. Like, this motherfucking guy. That's what I would think. Like, yeah, idiot. You know, of course. Yeah. The seat's taken. This guy answered. This is what amazes me. And it could be the same person who asked about the flavor. Or, I don't know. It could be a different person. He answered like it was nothing. It was amazing. He was just like, yeah, that's our seat. Like, not a care in the world.
Yeah.
He answered as though 5 seconds later, he would have forgotten that I even asked him the question. And I want to know how you get to be that. I know it's too late for us. It's completely too late for us. But there are people in life. Now, over the course of the game, it became apparent that he seemed a little dim. Like, he seemed a little not the brightest guy. But seriously, like, that's a good trait, I think, when you can just be like, that's our seat. No big deal. Even give a shit.
Yeah. I didn't hear any of that, but oh, okay. I remember thinking that the guy was nice. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. I just was like, that seemed like a cool guy. Like, I didn't even hear you say any of that.
That's weird. I thought you did, and we just weren't talking about it.
No, because there was this bar between me and you and the game.
There's a bar in your ears, too. Like, yeah, there's two ear bars that went across.
I was just in a cage for some reason. Like,
you're actually strapped in, like, you know, like, what's his name in Silence of the Lambs? So it was like that little face thing that you were in.
So anyway, the real thing I want to talk
about.
The
real stories.
I guess it's probably been anywhere from a month to 2 months ago. I was instructed by my wife that I was going to go to a father-daughter dance with my daughter, who's 6, in case people didn't remember. And I said, this is what, I mean, you haven't gotten to this point yet. Maybe you never will. But I'm sure I'm not the only man who's in this situation. But after you're married, I've been married 10 years. And Jesus, we have 2 kids now. And, like, my wife just tells me stuff, and I just say, yeah, okay. And then I don't remember. I don't care what it was.
Or that wasn't a phase I got into. That's just me.
Okay. Because there's a couple reasons. One is, like, I don't care about it at all.
Yeah.
And I'll just deal with it whenever I have to. And then the other thing is, there's no point. There's nothing to be gained by me saying, I don't know if I want to do that or whatever at any point. Well, a better way to say it is, if I do it 2 months ago, if I would have said, I don't want to go to that, blah, blah, blah. Then for 2 months, I have to be nagged about it.
Jesus.
So if I say it the day that it happens, if I go, no, I can't do that, then I'll be nagged about it for that day and then maybe another week.
This is a brilliant, brilliant scheme. Yeah.
Yes. It's just not even a scheme. It's just, I've just learned, like, mm-hmm, men, I think men dealing with women, at least when you're married and it's over and all that, you just figure out the least annoying things, the way to get through stuff in the least annoying way, whatever, however it works for your relationship. And then you just do that. So that's what I do.
The path of least annoyingness.
Yeah, that's what you do. Because I'm trying to work like all the time and, you know, I've got podcasts. This is not my only podcast. It's not even my favorite one. It's not even the top five.
Jeez, can you grab some listeners from your other podcasts?
No, they don't have any listeners, but I like them better.
Oh, I see.
How many listeners I have doesn't affect anything.
Oh, I get
it. I do it for the love. I haven't, you know, have I received a paycheck for this? I don't think so. Uh-huh. I'm going to check my records, but I'm pretty sure I'm doing this for free out of the love of my heart.
Me too.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just doing stuff all the time. I'm trying to do stuff and like, I don't care about anything else. I don't have any time.
Right. Well,
let
me say it's the same for me. I'm not in the same situation, but I noticed, and this was kind of a problem with me and Lydia, is she would, if she talks about something involving the family or like, an example would be like, hey, I think such and such weekend, my parents or I'm going to go or we should go and the family, anything like that, my brain is gone. I don't care. It's 100% gone because I'm the worst. I don't care about any family, anything. Like, and it's not, I'm not trying either. I just, my brain shuts down. I have no interest in it. So then the time will come and she'll be, and I'll say like, oh, what are you, let's go do something, you know, let's do something tonight.
Let's do something that's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm really in the mood for something fun
tonight.
What do you got?
Going to a family thing. Yeah. And then she'll be like, I told you this. Like, and the thing is, with me, and I don't know if you're the same way or if it's gotten, your brain's gone because of all dealing with this family stuff. For 100% of conversations that aren't this, I'm highly reliable in remembering what it is. So the thing is always like, no, I would have known if you told me that, like, or you know, for some other issue. But if it's something like this, I quickly have learned, no, I wouldn't know if you told me that, you know, we were going to go visit whatever or do whatever, even if it's our family, like I don't remember. So I instantly accept it. She could tell me that we made plans to do any of that. And I'll be like, yep. Okay. You must've, I bet you told me like four times.
Yeah, I do that too. I don't try to argue it later. I go, oh, shit, I forgot about that. And then I just do it. But yeah, I think, I mean, obviously a big part of it is our family didn't do anything. I don't think people understand. I mean, we've told the stories about our dad or whatever. But growing up, well, I think most families like have uncles and aunts and cousins and grandpas and grandmas. We didn't have any of those things. We didn't have, I'm trying to think. We had a grandma that we saw.
Well, speak for yourself, because by, you know, I was very young when all of a sudden we, you know, our one grandma died, of course, and then the other might as well have died. I don't, still to this day, I don't know when our other grandma died. I actually don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, okay. For growing our, well, one grandma lived with us like on a little part of our house until.
And that's the one I don't know anything about.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. When you were little, we used to go over there every few days and hang out with her, and she'd give us like cookies and popsicles.
Yeah,
I do
remember that like once. Yes.
So that was fine, but we didn't go anywhere with her. There was no events. It was just like, do you want to walk 20 feet over to grandma's house and hang out in the afternoon for 10 minutes? That's all that ever was. And then our other grandma lived in the Bay Area, like a couple hours away, and yeah, we would see her
awesome.
Four or five times a year. It was cool, but it wasn't that, even that wasn't a family thing. It would be like our mom would say, we're going to visit our grandma, and then we would just go. We wouldn't think about it. But there was no family reunions. There was no, our family together never did like a trip anywhere with family.
And just from my perspective, it's kind of funny because coincidentally, probably around the same time. Well, okay, so first, our mom's mom died. I was, I don't know, 10 or something. And then as a result of fighting over everything, our mom stopped talking to our uncles. So that was gone. So I didn't talk to them. And I was, you know, a lot younger than you. So I never really knew them. I remember our cousins, but I didn't really talk to them much. And then dad stopped talking to his mom. Shortly thereafter, I think, or was that before? I don't know, one or the other.
It was about the same time.
And so there was some family on planet Earth somewhere, but it was very early in my life. 10, 11, 12. It was, we didn't talk to any of them slash they died. And our grand, did you ever have a grandpa? No, we never had any grandfathers.
Nope, both of our grandfathers died before I was born.
Yeah. Okay. So that's our family in a nutshell.
Yeah. And our parents didn't have friends either. Like, that's not true. Mean or anything. It's just a fact. No, there is no friends. 100%
real.
They had some people they played tennis with, like, occasionally.
But oh, that ended by the time I was.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no, like, literally never once in our lifetime as kids did we say, we're going over to somebody's house for dinner. As like,
right. Right. Never. Or anyone never. Was coming over here.
Not one house. Time.
No.
Yeah. No one ever came to our house. Nothing. We didn't grow up with any kind of social thing like that. Where
right.
It was like,
we have one. I mean, we have one family friend who we'd go to for Christmas Eve something.
You know,
yeah. Once a year. But not like,
dad or just our mom.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Our dad literally had no friends. Still has no friends to this day. Will never have a friend his entire life. That's not a. Yeah. But yeah, so that is probably part of the, or if not all of the reason. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, so it's not even so much that we don't like family. Like if I had a lie detector test and it was like, do you like your wife's parents? I would say, yeah, I do like them. Like I don't really like hanging out with them because they don't speak English. No, they're cool though. Like I'm really lucky. Like, I know a lot of people who are like, I hate my in-laws.
Oh,
I don't want to
hang
out with them. I don't have that at all. Like, if I ever do have to hang out with them, it's fine. They're not annoying. They don't speak English really. So I don't,
right.
It's weird for me because I sit there and I don't know what anyone's talking about and it's boring, but it would be kind of cool if I had, in-laws that would liked sports or had any kind of interest that I had that I could talk to them about or whatever, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But other than that, they're fine. But, I just don't think of that. I don't think of like,
That's exactly it. I like hanging out with Lydia's parents and family. It's just, it doesn't, like you're saying, it's just not something that registers as something that exists. So weird.
I would never say to my wife, like, hey, what are your parents doing this weekend? We should go hang out with them. Even if I love them, I would never think of that.
Yeah.
It was like, it's always like, oh, we have to do something and then I have to go to it. That's all it is. But I don't complain and want to kill myself and hate them the whole time. It's just whatever. I'd rather not be doing it.
Just tell me when we're leaving or whatever.
So anyway, that was a long way around this current, back to now. We're in now.
When will then be now?
So 2 months ago or whatever it was, I'm supposed to go to this father-daughter dance. I don't know what day of the week it was supposed to be. I don't know if I ever knew. I just assumed it would be some day of the week and it would be at some time and I figured it'd be like an hour. And I was like, okay. And I know, like, here's the thing. This is the greatness of our, I can't really speak for you yet because you don't have kids, but
right.
This is something we've talked about a lot on here is like knowing how our dad was or is even worse now with us and things like that. Like when I hear my wife say there's a father-daughter dance, this is what goes through my mind is like, oh, my dad would never do that. And so like, I have to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
he never took me to any father-daughter dance.
Yeah.
Well, we did one
dance, but he wouldn't. Yeah. Like he would just do the running man the whole time. It was embarrassing. It's weird. Cause my initial thing is like, fuck that. I'm just going to do that. And then what happens is my actual real self, which is dad, I'm just dad. Yeah. Once it gets closer, I go, why the fuck am I doing this? This is so stupid. And then then I hate the whole thing and everything about it. So it's funny, but I still do it. But
at the same time, it's a fucking father-daughter dance with a six-year-old. So come on. We never even would have dreamed of that as kids.
No.
This is the stupidest thing.
It really is.
Anyway, sorry. So, I'm blowing the story.
Yeah, so today, no, it was today. Okay, this is not, I'm not exaggerating. I came into work this morning. I was working and I work at night. So like, it's hard to explain, but I have to be there at a certain time. So if I can't work, then not only do I lose money, like, but I can't just like sit. It's not like a job where you go, oh, instead of working these hours to these hours, I'll work an extra 2 hours
in the
night. It doesn't work like that.
You're gone. It's
I can't make it up. So I was working this morning and I've planned all this stuff for the certain amount of hours tonight. And then I get a message, from my wife that's like, okay, well, I really hope you're going to make it to the father-daughter dance tonight. And I swear to God, I had no idea that it was tonight. Not today. I had no idea it was tonight.
Right.
And I just wrote back like, fuck. Or something like, you know, I was like, okay, what time is it? And then I'm like, okay, I have to go. I said I was going to go. So, God. So I end up, so, you know, I went and my wife's like, you know, Laura's really looking forward to this. She's really looking forward to dancing with you at this thing. I'm just like, God, I was just on the way there. And then when I got there, I was, yeah, we drive up and it's outside, like in the playground area of the school. And there's, you know, 50 something, 40 year old dads, dancing, just dancing with their kids.
50?
And I was thinking,
that's
like
a lot too.
Oh, dude, it was the whole school. I thought it was just her class.
Yeah, I don't
know
how
big the entire elementary school.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We had to pay for it, by the way. It was like $25 a ticket to get in.
Jesus Christ.
So I was just thinking, like, this is the absolute perfect anti-dad thing I could ever do. It couldn't be any better. It was, I actually enjoyed it because it was so hilarious that what I was doing was, there's no fucking possible way that our dad would do it. No, I mean, there's no possible way he would do anything 50 steps below that. But
right.
But that, like, did you ever hear the story? Or maybe I told you on here, or maybe you know, but our dad told me several times that one time in high school, I think it was, he went to a dance.
I've never heard this story.
Okay, this is awesome. this is so good. He went to a dance party thing at a house with his friend in a car. His friend drove him there.
In high school?
So I think it was high school, or maybe, yeah, I think it was high school. He was 16 or 17. If I ever see him again, I'll ask him to tell it again.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you could see a dead person, but okay, assuming, yeah.
So it's there's not assuming a lot of details to the story.
It's true, yeah.
He didn't say a lot of details to the story. It was basically just a real quick summary. But what happened was, and this is true, it's not like an exaggeration. He got to the party where people were dancing, and he was so uncomfortable with it that he left by himself and walked home, like 10 miles home to his house.
Yeah, that's about
that's
right.
Our dad.
Yeah.
So he hates dancing. Like, I mean, I agree with him on that. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go to that bullshit.
He's 100% right. I just, I probably would only walk like 5 miles.
Yeah, I would probably just start drinking a lot and then do some fine stuff.
Yeah, I just, my experience with that, because, you know, I went to college and like all that, as I just stand
tons
there.
Of dances in college.
Yeah, that, dude, there's a bunch of parties where people do their, and yeah, furthermore, in fucking college parties, it's fucking rap, shitty, bullshit, loud rap music. That was my life in college. And so I go and I go try to find the quietest place and I stand there. And I drink. And then hopefully someone there is cool to talk to. And if not, I just go, all right, I'll see you later. And I walk 10 miles home. No, but they were always on campus. So, I could just go home that way. But yeah, no, he's totally right.
Yeah,
right on.
Another, actually, I completely forgot one part of the story that's maybe the funniest to me is that I did not know anything about the dance at all, like what any details. Mm-hmm. So in the morning when I got the message that I had to go, I wrote back like, do I need to dress up? Like, what's the, you know, do I have to dress up? I think that's why I said, do I need to dress up or wear something nice? And my wife goes, just get a Hawaiian shirt. And I start, and I started laughing so hard. And she goes, no, it's a Hawaiian dance. That's like a Hawaiian themed dance thing. And I was like, okay. Cause for a second, I thought you thought that dressing up for me is just like getting a Hawaiian shirt. Like, that's the point I'm in. I've graduated from my fat guy button-up
shirt.
Yeah,
that was her, like just doing the best. Like, I guess just, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know, just a nice Hawaiian shirt. That's a nice, you know,
yeah,
nice look
for you. Those
are
recognizing your limits and just thinking, what's the bare minimum we could do?
I've been laughing about that for the whole day. Just thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's good. So anyway, I don't own a fucking Hawaiian shirt, and I'm not buying one.
Yeah, well, so Lydia's dad has like 40 that you could buy.
I'm not even...
If you're 60 or 70 years old,
whatever,
you're retired.
Shit.
Sure.
You could wear a shawl or like a whatever, just a blanket. I don't care. I don't really care what people wear. I'm just not wearing a Hawaiian shirt. That's all.
Yeah. Well, we would never buy a clothing item...
I just thought of you wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and I started.
Yeah, we would never buy a clothing item that's a departure from just normal clothes. Like that's you'd be deciding to wear something on purpose that is a departure from normal.
Yeah. So anyway, I go, well, I'm not buying a Hawaiian shirt, but I have like a shirt that has. I actually bought it in Hawaii.
That I spilled some Hawaiian pizza on.
Punch, yeah. It's got pineapple. Like palm trees on the bottom. It's like, I got it in Hawaii. It's like it's a t-shirt that sort of looks like it's in Hawaii. And I had some like reddish shorts. So anyway, I'm like, that's what I'm doing. But anyway, that was hilarious. So I got to the dance thing and I got in there and Jesus, I guess where I live is predominantly white and sort of middle upper class. So every guy, dude, it's so weird. I wouldn't consider myself like a young dad. I mean, I'm 36, but I guess everybody now has kids when they're like 40 or something because every dad there was like 50. This is the weirdest thing. I was like a kid there with all these old dads that were wearing Hawaiian shirts and with their daughters, but it was the most uncomfortable. Oh, God. I mean, just imagine. There's no women. Like, women weren't allowed. Moms weren't allowed. So it's just dads.
So what are you doing it for? The only reason you do anything in life, especially like that, where you're doing, dad, daughter, like, nice. The only reason is to score points. Well, okay, I guess the wives know that you went. I guess that's the only reason you do it. Why? Who thought of this? The whole reason you do anything with kids like that is so your wife can take pictures and be like, awesome. You are kind of human. Like you do sort of, you're sort of a dad.
Yeah. So you can't even, like, if you normally go to a dancing thing, you would maybe there'd be some good looking women dancing. That might save it.
Right. With their daughters.
Yeah. So there wasn't that. And then all the dads are totally awkward and not either not dancing or dancing.
You don't even need to. It's a father daughter dance with 6 year olds. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's so dumb.
It's gross. It's weird. I don't even. I'm gonna puke from it. Like how?
Yeah, it's like. I mean, it's not this, but one step above would be like we're having a sexual father daughter event. Like it's that's the next step.
Yeah,
it's not that bad. But it's weird. Like, it's just
not that bad, but it's like something along those lines that's completely unnecessary. There is no alien overlords are making us have father-daughter dances. Like, aren't you? We're not under the Third Reich. And they're like, no, here's how we're really going to make the people pay.
I should have gone up to the lady and been like, so what was the, which dictator? Are you guys under a dictatorship? Or like, why do we have to do this?
Yeah, how many lives did we save by doing this?
So the main thing I was going to say about dancing just in general when I was observing people dancing is like I thought I had a lot of time to think about this and because I wasn't dancing. And I thought about how like we've talked about dancing before and how stupid it is. But the weirdest thing about dancing for me, I don't know if you'll agree with this, if this works for you, how your brain works, but okay. Imagine this is what this is like to me. You go to a dancing event and this is what'll happen. So there's people dancing, I guess, and they're all terrible. There's nobody dance is an art. Everyone, let me just lay down some things. Dance is an art, right?
Well, here, show us.
Agree with that?
Don't tell us.
I mean, let me put it another way. There's good dancing and bad dancing, right?
Sure. Like that's not sure.
There's people who look good dancing and know how to dance and people who don't.
Easily.
Okay.
No, like that, I would argue it's one of the most popular like things that people are like, oh, look at that amazing dancer. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So why is it that we go to events or parties or whatever, any kind of places where people are dancing and they're terrible? And if you say, if I went to that, if I was somehow able to address everyone and go like, if someone asked me, why aren't you dancing? I'd be like, because I can't dance. Like, I just don't, I'm not good at it. You know what they'll say, right? Like the answer will be, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, it's cool. Nobody cares. Like, nobody can dance.
It's fun.
We're all just, it's just fun. Okay. Take any other art form. Let's just take music. Imagine you show up and everyone has a guitar. They just hand everyone a guitar and they go, just start playing shit. Anything,
Yeah.
Just, they're not even in tune. Like, the guitars are out of tune.
Yeah, it's fun.
Just play. Nobody cares. Yeah. you would want to kill yourself. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't be acceptable. You would be like, no, you can't play. If you can play well, you'll play by yourself and everyone will watch you.
You'll do for some other reason. You'll do a show. You'll have a band. You don't go to a place and all do something you can't do.
Exactly. Why do we do that? I don't understand it. Yeah. I guess it's just because it feels good, but it would also feel good to play a guitar, doesn't it? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
I mean, I can play, I guess, but I mean, even if I couldn't, I mean, if I had zero inhibition, is that the word? And I never played guitar, and people were like, everyone gets a guitar and just fucking wail, go do whatever. You're plugged into an amplifier. I would do that. Like, it would be fun, I think. But we would never do that. But with dancing, it's like, go ahead and just look like a fucking idiot and just...
Well,
just,
yeah, no, but not only that, if you don't do it, you're a monster. Yeah, exactly. You're a monster. You're Hitler if you don't do it.
Everyone was looking, because I was doing what I did in every dance, which is sitting in a chair on the side.
That's what I'm telling, that's what, drinking. Yeah. didn't, alcohol wasn't allowed, but you're still...
Yeah,
was alcohol at least allowed?
No, there was no alcohol. There was nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just sitting there like, can this just end or whatever? And then...
what's amazing is there are 50-something dads there and not a single scrotum in the entire building. Just everyone's balls were somewhere else, I guess.
Yeah.
No fucking drinking and you're at a father-daughter... I can't do it. There's no way.
It's
a
school, so... I don't know.
No control over... I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's just unbelievable.
But anyway, it was just funny because on one hand, I enjoyed doing something that our dad would never do and just not caring because I didn't care. Like, this is the thing that was cool about it. I wasn't really uncomfortable. Like, I just went and it was like, I think when I was younger, I might have been uncomfortable, but I wasn't uncomfortable. I just watched people look like idiots and it's fine. It just doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. And I didn't dance, so I wasn't uncomfortable, and it was fine. There wasn't fun, but like, I guess if my daughter thinks that that's good and it helps her develop into a more normal person, then I went with her to a dance. Fine.
I don't know, man. I think we'd all be better off if no one ever thought of that idea. How about that?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
No, I'm not saying. I mean, if you know, gun to my head, I would go maybe three guns to my head. I would go to the thing and do what you said and just be like, okay, whatever. But that is a completely unnecessary thing. There's no reason in the world why that should be happening. That's so stupid to me.
Yeah, it's weird how, I mean, I guess like conservative people have always talked about like the, you know, feminization of men and all that stuff. But it kind of is like, why do we as men, why wouldn't all the dads be like, nah. We're not doing that. Let's have like a softball. Could we have like a softball day? But like, you can't do that anymore. You have to just go along with it. They all just go along with it. No, we're going to dance with our daughters and it's fine. And we all pretend like it's cool. And I don't know, maybe everyone except for me and like five other people actually do think it's cool. I don't know.
I don't know anymore. I really don't. I mean, it's the same thing you hear. I think it's pretty widely reported among popular comedians and stuff. Like, that is what it is now. You just do whatever as a dad. Like, it's not, I don't know.
Yeah, so anyway. But I don't know if you saw, I wasn't even going to say this, but I don't give a shit. But the best part of it is, like, I didn't put up any resistance to it at all to my wife, and I did it. And then when we got there, she wanted me to wear these stupid fucking shell necklaces and take a picture with my daughter. And I was like, can you just not post this on Facebook? Like, I don't. Can you just not post it on Facebook? In a nice way. I was like, just for me. Like, I'm here. I'm doing the thing.
Yeah. I've already chopped my balls off and I'm going to this fucking retarded thing.
Can you not post it on Facebook? That's what I said. So I got to the dance and I'm dancing. And I looked at my phone and there was a Facebook post from my wife saying that, you know, what's going on. I'm going to, and that I asked her to not post it on Facebook. God. And then ha 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 or something.
Yeah.
It's
which
like
is far worse than even just posting it to be in.
Yeah. 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 I can't win. It's like, yeah. It's weird. Like, I'm going to have to talk to her and be like, are you enjoying just try like, I'm trying to overcome a lifetime of dad, and I'm doing it. But then this is the thanks I get. Like, I get made fun of to all our friends when I asked. I just asked if you could not put a picture of me wearing some stupid
single tear coming down your face. Like, please don't.
I can't even have that.
Oh God,
I can't That's even awesome. Have that, dude. There's nothing. I get nothing.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, I'm not going home. I'm staying here tonight and tomorrow. I'm just not going to go. I'm not going
epic
home.
Recording sesh for Comedy Shoe Shine. Yeah. Just 24-hour recording.
I mean, don't I have a right to be pretty mad about that? Like, I'm pretty mad about that.
I think so.
It's not a big deal, really. It's more like the overall thing is like, it would just be nice if I could have some support with, like, doing something like that.
Yeah, I think an outsider would say, oh, she probably thought you were joking, you were blah, blah, blah. But no, given the insider information of, like, she has to know at this point.
She doesn't care.
Well, she's met you before, right?
Yeah.
Or your wife is, so she's met you, if she's met you at least three times, I would say.
15 years we've been together. You'd think by now, that's what is so weird about dealing with people. I don't know if everyone has this in different aspects, but like, you have these things you're thinking and trying to do and overcome or do things that you don't really want to do and all that. And you think like people who know you would be able to recognize, like, not that I'm not asking to get my ass kissed or like, I don't want a congratulatory post on how I did something. I just wanted the simple thing of like, can you not embarrass me on Facebook about it? That's all. And I can't even get that. And not only can I not get that, I have to be made fun of for asking for that. It's like, what the fuck? What? God. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird that the other thought I had was like, there's no... I don't know how to say this without sounding overdramatic, but like, there's no... I don't know. I can't like kill myself, you know? Like, there's no... Like, if you had a certain number of kill yourselves that you could do, like, I would kill myself tonight. And then I'd be like, you know,
you need do you get a good it now? Like, five. Yeah, we need a good five kill yourselves. Yeah. And then, and especially because the fourth one would really be powerful. Like, once you use the fourth kill yourself, that's when they're like,
he could really, use the fifth one.
He's only 30 something years old. He can't kill himself again. That's the last one.
I would just like kill myself for a week or something and be like, there's no way to show other than just saying like that was
fucking
annoying.
It needs to be an official wristband where you clip, you know how you clip when it's like a loyalty card? It's like that where it's like ka-chink and then that spot is gone for your kill yourself voucher.
Totally. I mean, it's totally overdramatic. I don't want to kill myself, but the point is like,
but you'd like one third kill yourself.
The point is I don't know. Maybe this is too much information, but I know we have a lot of people listening that sort of understand this type of stuff, but like, I find that it's a problem in a lot of things in life where there's only so much you can say, you know, there's only so much meaning in things you can say when a little thing like this happens, it's like, man, that's really annoying and disappointing that like I did this thing. Again, it's not that big of a deal. I get that.
Yeah,
but like,
you
do this thing and you just want like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. You did this thing and it's cool. You did it. But then when you get like, you do this thing and there's not only is there no support, but there's like negative. Somehow, this is what the thing is. I did this as
you
perfectly
lost
as
points.
Did this as perfectly as I could possibly do it, except for asking.
You're now
I guess,
negative credit. You now need to make up for what you just did.
Yeah. And
you have to go to another one.
If I say nothing, if I just went home tonight, said nothing and act like nothing would happen. Like she's not going to be mad at me forever because I asked to not get the thing on Facebook, but like, it's just stupid. Like there should be some sort of punishment. My wife needs to be punished for posting on Facebook that I... So what do I do? Not talk to her for today?
This has been bugging me actually with hockey related things and just my life in general, because it's not exactly the same, but I think it's similar when you said like people should know you or whatever. What I found is that if you're an introvert, you're just fucked. You're just fucked in life. And I don't know if this is exactly you, but this is me. You can't, people who are extroverts that dominate the society, and at least that's the expectation too. Like the common expectation in society is, oh, it's a good thing to go. You want to hang out with people after. So after every fucking hockey game, every game on all three of my teams, it's always expected that I'm going to stay after and drink with the team every time, yeah. Three times a week. How many people, I was thinking about it with Lydia the other day. I was like, how many people could just drink three times a week with friends? Like, that's not even something you could do, but it's expected every time. And people will never just get like, oh, that person doesn't like doing that. So yeah. Maybe I should stop fucking nagging this person every fucking time. There's no equivalent. I don't nag them, hey, why don't you not do that? Like, I never do that. I'm never like, hey, why don't you go home and not hang out with people? Like, I never try to get anyone else to be an introvert. But extroverts have to do this thing where that's the norm. They can't just understand that it's you. You know, like, they have to fucking try to get you to be them every single day. It's like, fuck yeah. Off. God. Anyway, it just reminded me of that. It's kind of similar, though, where it's like, you know, she can't just know that you're you by now, yeah. You know?
That's no, even not worse acceptable.
Because 15 years of
no, being yeah. me is not acceptable to her.
That's not acceptable. That's what it way is. Of being.
It never, yeah. It never is. What's weird is like, there's being me or being her, I guess. Those are the two things. There's no really in between.
Right.
So like, there's no like, oh, you were 75% me. That's pretty good. Like, that's
right,
fine.
Right.
Not like, hey, I don't expect, oh, great job. You're amazing. You're the best dad of all. I don't want any of that. I would just like to be like nothing. Like,
you just
want
to get back to work.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I do just want to get back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. But I still can't really make the point I'm trying to make that like in those situations, you can't say anything.
Yeah. There's I know. I get it. I mean,
yeah.
It's because everything is more than just the thing that it is. Like you try to describe what happened to someone and they're like, I don't really, yeah, it doesn't sound that bad. It's like, no, yeah. it's the fact that it's the history. Everything has the history and the, you know, I think that's kind of what it is where it warrants a bigger response, but you can't really. If you just started yelling, then you would be the bad guy instantly.
Yeah. Well, like, plus, the idea that we really need to work on about the five killing ourselves is like, I don't even want to yell at her about like, you know, being mad. It's more like I want to just give up for like 5 days and then have the person go like, oh, wow, that really must have bothered them that they've died for 5 days.
Yeah,
so maybe I should figure out what. Because by me yelling at her, then it's just, oh, he's a fucking asshole, and she's not going to think that she did anything wrong. It'll just be more reinforcement than I'm wrong, you know? It doesn't work. Like, that's what right. I'm trying to figure right. out. I don't get it. I think just dying for 5 days.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's do that. Jesus figured that out. I think that maybe that was Jesus' whole plan. He's like, I just got to die for a couple days. Get out of here. It's getting really shitty around here.
Because I can imagine her talking to her friends like, yeah, I think I might have messed up because Sam died for 5 days. I didn't really realize how what I did. I didn't realize
hey, is Sam still dead? Yeah, day five. I guess I really...
So it's a five-dayer. Wow.
Yeah. He might, could be seven, could be one of those.
I don't know when he's coming back. Because then it's not like, it's not like I'm attacking her. It's just like I'm saying, all right.
Yeah,
I give up for 5 days.
You're finally showing her that this is not like how you want to live.
Yeah.
It's not worth it to live in this world. It's not like you're mad. It's just.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not a sustainable way of life.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting close to explaining it. I can't really explain it. I think people, some people will totally understand what I'm saying 100%.
No, I think it's just, if I were going to take a really uncharitable view of you, I think it's because it would show her that you can't make any more effort than you're making. Like, it's literally so hard for you to do any better that you would rather die. So then it would for sure show her like, okay, I guess I better back off. Like, I can't expect any more. I think that's kind of really what's going on.
Sort of. Or, yeah. Or it's just like when you make an effort that is hard. It's not like it's impossible, but it's like, Yeah, I would just like the minimum I would like is to just not be made fun of about it on Facebook, like or whatever. Yeah, it's
that's the minimum.
Yeah, like, and then if that's just how it is, then I'll just die for 5 days because I can't do it. I can't. Because what's the next time? Think of it like, okay, let's say there's a father-daughter dance next week, which there might be. What am I doing now? Like, what? So if I have any pride or self-worth, what do I do next time? Do I say, fuck that, I'm not doing it anymore because I did it last time and then I got made fun of for it. So why would I fucking do that again?
I think the ideal situation is that you would be able to communicate how you're feeling to your wife. And then she would say, oh, I see. Now I'm feeling this way. And you would have some sort of, I don't know what, I can make up a technical term, like conversation, I think would be a good technique. I think that's the ideal of what's supposed to happen. But
no, that is what's supposed to happen. It's just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it might just be me or my marriage, but it's just annoying because.
No, you're not the only
God.
One.
If that happened, it would be like a 2 hour conversation of like an hour and 50 minutes would be total fucking bullshit. Just total waste of time. And then there would be like, oh, remember last time you did this and in the eighth grade you did that.
There'd be you'd have to, there'd be a reckoning of all the things. Yeah.
And there would be the last week of things that I didn't get yelled at that I did, but she didn't say anything because she didn't. It's just, I can't win. That's what I'm saying. I just die for 5 days. Then it's like, I want a clean slate. I want like a like, all right.
Erases the RAM. Like,
Yeah. Like after you're done being dead for 5 days, then you come out of it and they're like, all right, everything that happened, you died. So it's all like, all under the water under the dead bridge. Dead water
it's
under
all
the bridge.
Bodies under the bridge.
So we're just starting over again now.
I'm so fucking late, but this is the best fucking episode we've ever done. So, but I gotta call it. That was fucking awesome. Thanks for listening. You're getting really good value, see, because you're one of the few listeners listening to the best fucking show on television. So thanks for listening to Comedy Shoe Shine. What's that?
We're on television now.
Yeah. No, I don't. I just felt like saying it. Sounds good. God, that was the best. I don't know if any of this is plugged in, like any of what we're doing. I don't know if it's plugged into the power.
Hopefully not. I'm probably just going to end up getting more shit for this somehow.
Probably.
Somehow it'll get back.
Yeah. All right. This is Comedy Shoe Shine. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoe Shine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com. Or like us on Facebook.com/ComedyShoeShine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @ComedyShoeShine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at Patreon.com/ShoeShine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.